And welcome to Behind the Scenes with the Artists. I'm Sal Monaco here along with James Walker. James, how are you today?
I'm great, Sal.
Yes. So, James, why don't you start by telling us about your experiences on the 5-minute series?
Well, it's one of those interesting things. Richard's been pestering me for about a year to do 5-minute series, and we finally managed to find time when one day I stopped by, having just come back into town, wanted to say hello, and he strapped me to the chair and started rolling.
Wild. That seems to be the running thing with Richard, you know? It's like, well, why did you do the series? Well, Richard talked me into it, or Richard pestered me. Or that's like was said in a previous interview, the Buffalo owes a lot to Richard. Anyway, so you've had parts in two of Greg Sturles' three movies. The first one was Morning Woods in Failure. Tell us about that.
Well, that was just a wild experience. In fact, I'm sure the stuff that we wrote and the stuff that didn't make it into the movie is probably something that's in somebody's underground basement tape somewhere. But basically, they had this concept of a shock jock, perverted Howard Stern type DJ, and somehow the only person they could think of was me.
Okay.
I just don't know why.
I see. Well, how was that for you to play?
It was lots of fun. Especially the fact that in this situation, ad-libbing was encouraged because the wilder, the more off the wall, the better. I mean, you're playing a guy whose backstory is that he used to have some nebulous participation in the porn industry owned by the relative of the person who owns the station. And that's why he's got his job, because he can bust out this upstanding family on their seedy way that they made their millions.
Well, consider it job security.
Very much so.
Yeah. And so it was fun playing that type of character?
Oh, a barrel of laughs, especially. Uh-huh. I got to say, anytime I can work with Guinevere Kearse, I am there, okay? The shoot's at the South Pole. Gwen's going to be? Okay, all right. I'll pack a parka.
Very nice. Now, you're going to be in the upcoming movie Sweet Jesus. You're playing Al, the abusive boyfriend of one of the apostles?
Yes, that's right. I'm the boyfriend who's so bad she's willing to just step right out and over the edge on the first thing that offers her comfort.
And considering of the four apostles, she's the only one that doesn't question the fact that he's Jesus, it basically means she doesn't care that he's Jesus as long as she's away from Al.
He's another guy.
Well, what was that like playing opposite Love Slating and playing such a mean, rotten character?
You know, I wish that I could have had even more time with Love. You know, we had
we
a great
all love
time.
Love.
Yes, we do. In fact, if I can rope her into something else I do in the future, I'd really love to. But really, we didn't have very much time to work together. And here we are in a situation where we're playing boyfriend and girlfriend. And in most productions, you actually get to spend some time with that person, build a rapport, and even co-conspire how you're going to run this relationship. And quite literally, it was, hey, how you doing? Okay, you get over there. You get over. She's in the bed, and you're going to walk in the door now and start yelling at her.
Interesting. So it was a pretty good character for you then?
Oh, it was lots of fun. In fact, the funniest part is that my then-time girlfriend, I'm unfortunately single again, but my then-time girlfriend showed up to one of the shoots and ended up in the movie as my bimbo Twinkie that I'm cheating on love with.
You mean Tiffany?
Yeah. So, or is it Brittany?
I was going to say, that's going to be the question of the movie. Is Brittany really a nickname for Tiffany? Well, I think that scene went rather well. Yeah. Push. I mean, I know I'm the executive producer, but anyway. Yeah, I think your work in that was pretty good. So why don't you tell us about your subject matter on the 5-minute series. What do you do exactly?
Well, we filmed a lot of things. The only one I know that's already gone out is the Dock of the Bay segment. The question was, tell us about your first time home alone. And mine is actually just really outrageous because I don't know why, I don't know how, but I woke up one weekend and my mother was already gone, if she had ever come home the night before. And
No comment. Go ahead.
You know, it was summer. It could have been a party night. But I was not allowed to go outside without parental supervision. And so I basically just kind of tried to keep myself busy within the house, which isn't very easy for someone between the ages of 5 and 7 to do. So after enjoying the fact that I got to eat an entire box of cereal for breakfast.
What kind?
Actually, they don't make it anymore. It's called Mr. Wonderful Surprise.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it was a total sugar fest.
Oh, wow.
Imagine, if you will, a cereal kind of like Cinnamon Toast Crunch that actually has a milky, chocolatey center.
Wow. Too bad they don't make it anymore.
I'm sure the diabetic kids at the age of 10 are the reason why they don't make it anymore.
Probably.
But after doing that and watching cartoons and jumping and laughing on the sofa and all that good stuff, it was time to get down to something more serious because, okay, I've had the Sybil moment. I can jump on the bed and nobody can stop me. What else is there to do?
So there'll be other segments coming forthwith.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. So what other acting have you done besides the movies and the TV shows?
Oh, God. I've been acting since I was, geez, I don't even know how long I've been acting. Some of my favorite roles are the lead in An Actor's Nightmare, which is a show that a guy, you don't know if he's dreaming or if it's real. He's just suddenly on the stage and told that the main character has had a car accident. And even though he's never been able to rehearse or anything, he was just the token understudy. He has to go on tonight, and he's like, what are you talking about? And so as he's trying to figure out what show they're doing, whenever he figures out the show, they change the show. And I actually did that show with Jesse L. Martin, who's now on, what's that show? Law and Order, is it?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. So you've done a lot of stage acting. Have you done any other movies and TV shows? Or?
Yeah, I was in the Fred King Keller Productions, My Dark Lady, and Vamping. So when it comes to Kevin Bacon, I'm actually only 3 degrees from Kevin Bacon.
Wow, that's great.
Because, you know, once you've worked with Patrick Duffy, that gets you everybody else.
Yeah. You worked with Patrick Duffy?
Yes.
Great. So what got you into the whole acting thing? Like, I know you're going to be producing a play pretty soon.
Yes. Acting's just something that's always been in my blood, I got to say. And luckily, when I was in the 5th grade, Buffalo had that whole segregated school thing where the courts made them bus everybody.
Yeah.
And so I got to be a ringer. So they were fighting over what school they were going to put me in, and I had to choose between City Honors and the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts. And so they're telling me, you know, come here, you know, we'll give you this, we'll give you that. And the city honors people said, you know, we'll actually keep you interested in school. And the Arts Academy people said, we'll actually train you to do something with your art. And then the city honors people said, we'll give you twice as much work if you've ever had before. And if your grades are like a 90 now, there'll be an 85. And the Arts Academy people said, we'll let you do whatever you would do if you skipped school for 2 hours a day every day. I guess you know who won.
That's a heck of a promotion. Wild. Hey, if it works, do it. That's what I say.
Yeah, so from there, I did the Arts Academy program, which if you get into the school from the very beginning and go straight through, is actually a 7-year theater arts course. Mm-hmm. By the time you're done with that, you have actually done all the acting classes, you've written plays, you've produced plays, you've produced television, you've produced movie, you've actually done every part of the entertainment business. They even force you to spend 10 weeks in every other major in the school. So you have to learn dance, you have to learn art. It's just a whole big package, and most of the people who graduated from the Arts Academy and went on to do theater arts in colleges said that they got gypped because they ended up being unpaid TAs for their teachers who said, oh, you've been in the Arts Academy? All this is review for you. Why don't you teach the class while I go get a cappuccino?
Very nice. Now, what do you do in your regular job?
Actually, I'm a professional electrologist, the god of thunder, zapping hairs, freeing women and men from that unsightly stubble.
Now, do you own your own business? Or?
Yes. In fact, my business is about to make a big expansion. We're going to take over the electrology world.
Now, do you work out of your house or do you have a shop?
I have a building. And I'm actually acquiring a new building this summer that's going to have multiple treatment rooms and a school for electrology students. It also incorporates rooms for out-of-town clients and students, because I actually have people who come into town from far away and will stay overnight or as long as a week to get all the work they want done in one shot and then go home.
So you also travel for your business, like to Hawaii and Texas and things of that nature, right?
Well, yeah, some of my clients have decided that Buffalo in the winter is not their cup of tea. And when business is slow in Buffalo, I schedule to go where I'd rather be.
And where the work is.
Exactly.
But you always call Buffalo home, right?
Oh, definitely. In fact, the school is going to be located here in Buffalo because, of course, the weather will make sure that people are actually paying attention to their studies.
Good point.
I've got all winter to teach you before Valentine's Day comes and people start thinking of getting naked again.
So where's your building located now?
It's on Genesee Street, 2242 Genesee Street. And the new building is going to be down the road a bit. I can't remember the new address right off the top of my head, but it's right across from Reggae Sales, if you know where that is, just past Harlem and Genesee.
Well, do you have a contact point for anyone who hears this and might want to send for you?
Well, you can always get me at 716-897-4247, which, if you look at the little letters, is 8XS hair. If you hate excess hair, call me. I'll get rid of it.
That's funny. So anything else you want to say before we wrap up?
Well, for the shy people who want to send an email, it's executiveclearance@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. So if you just think of the word executive and clearance, like everything must go. at gmail.com. and we can discuss your hair problem. And if you have contact with any television show or movie and they want me to be the wacky neighbor.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you, Sal. It's been a pleasure.